later this month, Theater Squared will host their annual Gala for Education fundraiser. The November 15th gala will include a performance by Fort Smith native and University of Arkansas graduate Larry Luckinbill. He'll sample his one-man show about President Lyndon Johnson. Last week, I talked with Luckinbill's wife, Lucy Arnez. She's a board member of American Theater Wing, an organization that supports theater across the country, and the organization that created the Tony Awards. ATW gave Theater Squared a huge boost when that organization gave T2 one of its national theater grants in 2010. Last week, Bob Ford, the artistic director of Theater Squared, joined me for a conversation with Ms. Arnez about the state of theater in the U.S.
I believe Broadway is, 3,000 miles long. It never ceases to amaze me the quality of work that is being done from Albuquerque to Podunk to Philly and everywhere in between.
Bob, that has long been one of the missions, one of the dreams of Theater Squared, right?
Yeah, we knew that we wanted to produce theater of at an off-Broadway quality. That was our aspiration. And, whether or not we are, we've never let up from that attempt.
Lucy, do you think this has become... You mentioned from Albuquerque to Philadelphia and everywhere else. Do you think it is even growing more than it, say, 10 or 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, I didn't do a survey 10 or 20 years ago. Like, being a part of the American Theater Wing and making the American Theater Wing grants national now, which has only been for the last 3 years, that was like a big deal to make that leap. And it seems sensible since we are, in fact, the American Theater Wing. I hadn't really set out to see how many companies there were that were doing class work like this. So it wasn't really until we asked for applications to come in via the internet on our website that I got a chance to see how incredibly many companies there are. The breadth and depth of the work that they're doing is impressive, really impressive. I mean, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago you started to think of regional theater in the same vein with community theater. It was like, oh, regional theater, well, it's not really up to the quality of what New York off-Broadway or Broadway can be, but that's so not true anymore. And if it wasn't for the Theater Squared and companies like that, I don't know how we would ever get any new plays to come to New York to be on Broadway or off-Broadway, because it's so expensive every place, in New York to mount a new play. Then who can afford it? So you've got to get some sort of credibility out in the mainland and come in with that. And thank God for people who are putting up new artists' work,
I think for many people, there is still that belief that the funnel goes from Broadway out, that something premieres in New York and then tours. But what you're suggesting here is it has to work the other way.
Well, it works both ways. Clearly, there are certain people who mount gigantic shows, maybe come from London, or they go to one out-of-town tryout in Boston, and then they come into New York. And there's still those multi-million-dollar shows. For the most part, they're the big, 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 big musicals that they sort of can, they can bet that the majority of people will want to see, because for some reason when people have a hard-earned $200, they're going to bring their family to see theater. They don't usually take risks. They go to see the things they think are going to make them laugh and scream and jump up and down and be musicals. And so there were always going to be those, but then there's other shows that come to New York from other places that give us these magnificent, The Pillow Man, and things that you could never raise money for in most places. They would have to start somewhere else and get fantastic reviews, and word of mouth is great, so that some New York producer would take the risk that it costs to even pay the rent on some of these theaters in New York City. So I don't know, it's both, and of course, people want to bring big Broadway triumphs to the middle of the country, too. You like to say, direct from Broadway, But it's so funny because there's a play that'll come out of a place like the San Diego Old Globe Theater, and it'll make it, and it'll go to Broadway and become a big hit, and then it'll go back to San Diego and say, direct from Broadway. Wait, it was here first.
Well, and Bob, I want you to come in on this part of the conversation, too. It's one thing to have a Theater Squared in Fayetteville or a Rude Mechanicals in Austin, Texas, but you have to have the audience there, too. And what has been proven over the last 10 years especially is the audiences are there.
Yeah, they absolutely are there. That's been one of the really encouraging things about Theater Squared. And then also, I think potentially anywhere in the country, theater works in general. And to think, well, we have a less educated pool of people to choose from, or people aren't used to going to theater here, is ultimately a myth. I mean, it takes some work, but it's ultimately a myth. And I am excited about that because I'm involved also with teaching young artists, young theater artists and playwrights, and I want them to know that there are alternatives to New York or Chicago or L.A.
Bob, what did the American Theater Wing grant mean for Theater Squared?
Well, first of all, it was just personally and within the walls of Theater Squared, hugely, life-affirming. It affirmed what we were trying to do and what we were believing about ourselves. But then at every turn, we've traded on it, I'll be blunt. You know, we've just finished a round of auditions in New York, and to be able to tell a New York actor, yes, it is Arkansas, but we were one of 10 theaters selected, by the American Theater Wing for this grant.
Yeah.
Hugely helpful in raising the level of the artists who are coming out and having them feel excited about coming. And then, locally, it's just had a big impact on our extended family here, our community, and in raising awareness. So it's a huge service to theaters, and I doubt if anyone's going to measure it, but I bet it's having already a measurable impact on the health of theater outside of New York. And I know theaters in New York and in the cities also get this, but that's great.
Yeah, that's nice to hear, though, Bob. That really is, because that was the intention. If we want to promote excellence in the theater, then we have to promote excellence in the theater and not just in New York. And how do we do that? And we use this, we have a brand that is known for the Tony Awards, and a lot of people don't know the rest of the stuff we do, all those other wonderful programs, but they do know the Tony Awards, the American Theater Wing. So to be able to take that brand and move it around the country and allow other theaters to do just what you just said, that's exactly what we were hoping would happen. And so it's good to hear that is how it affected.
Well, I'm going
to
ask one more question, because I grew up in a very small town that was far away from any theater. In fact, our high school didn't even have a theater department. And so there might be some parents who also are listening to this, because we cover a wide geographic area, that are in small towns that don't have quite the access even, to Theater Squared or whatever. It's still quite a drive. What can parents do to, get that artistic fervor or pass along the arts? Because, Lucy, I know you grew up in an artistic household, and judging by the successes of your children, they are doing almost all of them, if not all of them, doing well in some artistic endeavor. What can be done in the household to encourage the arts?
Well, these days with the internet, there's a lot, because you can actually tap into some performances. I would say first and foremost, it would be interesting to go on to americantheaterwing.org, to our site, and ask them to just download for free some of the working in the theater seminars, or it's a thing called In the Wings, where we interview people who actually work in the theater behind the scenes and, from all different kinds of creative standpoints, not just actors and directors, but the people who work all the other stuff. And you get kind of invested in how theater is made. And then I would say there's got to be some local community live somewhere near you. If they come to town, if somebody comes through, you should go and see it. What would you say, Bob? I mean, you're there.
First of all, if you're lucky, Theater Squared is coming to your local high school. Since we won the award, I think we've almost doubled the number of high schools that our touring show is going to. We're in the 40s at this point.
Mm.
All around Arkansas. So pay attention to whether we're coming. But then, if you're going to Little Rock or you're going to Fayetteville, come and see a professional production. And I know at Theater Squared, if you can get a $10 ticket. Your kids can.
Yeah.
See actual you know, take that risk and see a piece of live theater and see what that magic is all about.
Lucy Arnaz is a board member of the American Theater Wing. Bob Ford is artistic director of Theater Squared, based in Fayetteville. Theater Squared will host its annual Gala for Education November 15th at Mermaids in Fayetteville. You can learn more about that event at theater2.org. And for more information about American Theater Wing, you can go to americantheaterwing.org.